Scientific research can be difficult to explain to people outside the field. Often things are lost in translation from the lab to the layman. Michigan State University is tackling that problem with a new video outreach series that seeks to make science more accessible. Current State's Kevin Lavery joins me now with more. Kevin, what's this all about?
Mark, the video series is called Tomorrow. About a half a dozen MSU professors went through an extensive script writing and editing process to create a very accessible public awareness campaign to describe their work. Dr. Brad Day is one of those people featured in the series. He's a plant scientist at MSU, so I asked him how all this got started.
The overall campaign is part of Dr. Luana Simon's president's report, and the idea for Tomorrow came up from MSU Branding and Communications, and Jim Peck was one of the primary architects for this whole campaign. The communication is really designed for citizens of the world.
So tell me about the process of actually producing these videos. Someone obviously approached you and said, hey, we'd like you to record a kind of an infomercial. I don't want to insult you by calling it an infomercial, but it's basically what it is. It's selling your research, but in a very straightforward manner. How'd you get involved?
Right. So I was contacted by Jim Peck when he was actually traveling in India. So we set up a phone call, and he wanted to just basically hear about my research and how this might be applicable and important to communicate to the rest of the world. So we had a couple of email communications. We went back and forth with some script ideas. And then from there, it became a really large production. This was a first for me. So to see the big machine, the broadcasting, the communication side of Michigan State University was very impressive. And it was a great opportunity for me to communicate my science. I communicate every day. I write manuscripts and grant proposals, and I give seminars and I teach courses. But to really sculpt my research and my objectives for my research into something that is accessible regardless of your level of education or regardless of where you live was a great opportunity.
You are in plant, soil, and microbial sciences, and your particular research, your video, deals with food security. So let's hear a little bit of the video. This is from the Tomorrow campaign at MSU. This is Dr. Brad Day talking about food security.
The world's population is growing by about 200,000 people every day. That's tens of millions of people every year. To feed them, we'll need to produce about 70% more food annually by 2050. And here's the thing, land that can produce crops is limited, and conditions in many parts of the world are too harsh to grow the food we need. But even with all of these challenges, we need to make it possible for everyone on the planet to get the food they need to not only survive, but also to thrive. That's food security, and that's what my team and I work on every day.
200,000 new residents of planet Earth every day?
Yeah, that's amazing. So in 36 years, 34 years, we're going to be just over 9 billion people on this planet. Essentially, we're going to have to double our food production annually to feed them.
So we have to squeeze as much production and as much productive land as possible. And I imagine this applies to aquaculture as well.
Right, absolutely. So the other part of food security is, you know, as I said in the video, it's making, it's giving people access to healthy food and food that is safe and free from contaminants. And this is a great challenge, one that I think MSU is certainly at the forefront of being able to tackle.
Well, how do you communicate something as complicated as food security in a way that is simplified but not dumbed down, not condescending, that's accessible?
Right. Well, in Michigan, I think that's a really easy job to do because we're spoiled. And in Michigan, we have over 200 crops that are grown in Michigan. We're second in agricultural output, second only to California. And if you consider the short growing season that we have, it's quite remarkable. On top of that, we have access to 20% of the world's fresh water through the Great Lakes. So explaining the necessity and the significance and the importance of food and agriculture to residents in the state of Michigan is very easy to do. To get that message out to the rest of the world, in parts of the world where people don't have access to healthy food or safe food, that's where a huge responsibility comes into play. And they're eager to learn. They're eager to have access to these resources that we in the United States, you know, we don't take advantage of it. But you know, certainly a responsibility that we need to protect and grow.
I wonder if there is some crossover between your video and some of the other professors. As an example, another one of your colleagues here at MSU, Dr. Cheryl Kerfeld, with bioengineering, she talks about plant sciences. So I'm sure there's overlap in your research, and I think maybe some of that comes across in these videos, that there are common themes of all these messages.
Right. So one of the underlying themes, I think, that cuts across all of the videos was performance, whether it's human performance, human health, human security, or plant performance. So Cheryl's research cuts into photosynthesis and how plants take sunlight and convert it into energy that they can use to grow and to survive and to thrive and also to fend off pathogens.
In my lab, we work with organisms that are essentially the ancestors of plants. They're called cyanobacteria. We look at the basic building blocks of the reactions deep inside the cyanobacteria, like the light harvesting proteins. They're like solar panels for a tiny factory, and they funnel energy from the sun into each cell to be used by these machines. We can build on it and expand the capabilities of bacterial factories to use them for things they weren't meant to do, like producing biofuels and other green chemical commodities.
So then you look at some of the other videos, Shannon Manning, for example, who's looking at pathogenesis and human pathogens. Plants are infected by pathogens as well, and that's specifically where my research comes into play. So the idea, or really the goal for my research, is to develop plants that can grow optimally, regardless of where they are. If they're on marginal lands, they don't have access to the high-quality nutrients that they need to grow, but then also in the face of climate change or pathogens. So we call these biotic or abiotic stress responses. And plants must balance their need to grow or their need to defend. And they have a limited number of resources, and they must optimize this. They must optimize, when do I stop growing and defend myself from a pathogen attack, or when can I let my guard down and not defend against a pathogen and then focus my energy on growing?
We're talking about a new scientific research outreach video campaign produced by Michigan State University. It's called Tomorrow. My guest is Dr. Brad Day. He is an associate professor and associate department chair for research in the Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences at MSU. He is one of a handful of researchers who has helped produce a video to explain to the public what his research is all about. Brad, how many takes did you go through before you got it right, or at least to your satisfaction?
We spent probably a little over an hour, hour and a half with the short script that I was reading. They would feed me the lines and I would repeat them back, and I had to get the inflections just right. And then after the first pass, they would feed me more lines and then they would splice it together. But it's after seeing the finished product, it was well worth the time and effort, because those guys are just, they're so professional. It's amazing.
I don't know how many times before I start to voice my own script, when I think about consciously, okay, make sure you hit this phrase or make sure your intonation is here,
right,
and then I don't do it.
Right. And the one that took me the longest was getting the inflection for "we will," you know, the Spartans Will campaign. So that was an important period or exclamation point at the end of the story, and I think that's one that's going to live on forever here at Michigan State. We will.
You're obviously up to your elbows every day in your own research. Was this really a chance to step back a little bit, present your message in a different way? And if that was the case, what did you learn from this experience?
You know, for me, what it really did was, because we're barely just keeping our heads above water, teaching and research and outreach and other things like this. So for me, this was an opportunity to recharge and say, wow, what we do is really important. My research is such a deep drill focus on the mechanisms that plants use to defend themselves against pathogens. And oftentimes we don't see the immediate output. And so this was a great opportunity for me to step back and say, wow, we are doing something important. And it is important to communicate this well so that other people can understand. So part of my mission also with a number of other colleagues in the plant sciences is really creating the sphere of citizen science. We want to get other people excited about what we do here at Michigan State and about the important problems that we're working on, that they can participate. Anywhere from 5-year-olds to 95-year-olds, this is important to all of us. And I love to quote Wendell Berry, who says, if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. And this was a great way for me to remind myself that, you know, what I do is important, and it's important for the world.
What's next? Do you envision yourself doing any more of these videos?
You know, I would love the opportunity to do that. And there are some opportunities kind of percolating on the back burner in South Asia to start doing things like this. So what I've really learned about this experience is MSU is a global land-grant university. And it's phenomenal how connected we are. So I think these opportunities are available if we want them. And hopefully they'll come across my desk again and I can do it again.
Dr. Brad Day is an associate professor and associate department chair for research in the Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State University. We're talking about his participation in a new video outreach project simply called Tomorrow, a way of explaining his research to the everyday public. Great idea, Brad, and it's really a lot of fun talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.